Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello. Hello.
I've got no eBay purchase. I didn't purchase anything on eBay.
I understand your concern, sir. Actually, what happened, as I can see, sir, there is some charges, $299, which is not made by you, right, sir?
Yeah.
All right. So, do you want to cancel that order, which is a fraud order?
Yeah.
All right. So, now you need to understand what I'm going to do. We are simply helping you to cancel that order and refund your money so we can block those people who are making the transaction behalf of you, okay?
Yeah.
So one thing, can you please tell me, do you have any smartphone with you? Android phone or Apple iPhone? Do you have that?
Yes.
Which one you are using? It's an Android phone?
Yeah.
Alright, do one thing. Can you please put my call on a speaker? Just put my call on a speaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now open the Play Store application on your cell phone. Do you have a Play Store application? Application name Play Store. Just look at the bottom. Just go back to your home screen of your cell phone. Press the home button. Press the home button. And open the Play Store. Do you have a Play Store? Are you there?
What's going on here? Someone...
at my account or something. Yes, yes. That's the reason, sir. We are helping you what you need to do. Can you please tell me, have you ever shared your any kind of information to any outsider people or anyone friend? Have you shared that?
No.
What exactly happened, sir? It might be possible that some online hacker, they got your information, they access of your details without your permission and they are make the order. So what we are trying to do, we are simply remove the all information which is compromised by the hacker. So in future, they not able to use your information and the never any purchase on behalf of you, okay? Do one thing. Can you please press the home button of your cell phone? Press the home button.
How do I know that you're not the hacker?
Sorry?
How do I know that you're not a hacker?
Sir, before, because we are calling from the eBay, we are customer support. So we are helping you to cancel that charge, which is not baked by you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I request you, can you please open the Play Store application on your cell phone? Just look, there's an application, it's called Play Store. Just go back to your home screen, and just look, the application, it's called Play Store. Do you see that?
Yeah, I'm just finding it.
Sorry?
I'm just trying to find it.
Alright, there is the application on your cell phone which is called Play Store, the triangle shape application on the cell phone. Do you see that?
I am.
Alright. Do you see there's a YouTube camera settings gallery? Do you
yeah,
see
it's
that?
Got all the apps on it. Play Store's got all the apps on it, doesn't it?
Like, do you see any application? It's called Play Store.
Yeah.
Open up that.
Yeah, so I can...
Just look at the top. Do you see the search for apps and games?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you have to type there letter A N Y. A N Y.
A-N-Y.
It should be A-N-Y. A as in apple. N as in November. Y as in yellow. A-N-Y.
Yeah.
D-E-S-K. D-E-S-K.
P-E.
No, it's a D. D as in David. D. Letter D. D as in doctor.
D-E-S-K.
Yeah. D-E-S-K. And do one thing, we are providing you the security ID with the help of you are simply cancelling that charges which is not made by you. Do one thing, can you please take a pen and paper with you? Just grab a piece of paper and pen. Do you have a paper and pen with you?
Yeah.
First of all, you need to write it down my name. My name is Alex Martin. Just write it down my name. Alex Martin.
Have Alex Martin.
Down? Yes.
Alex
Martin. M-A-R-T-I-N. Martin.
Alex Martin.
Yes, and my second, the employee ID. You need to write it down, my employee ID. Employee ID is eBay7913. Yeah,
and before, on the top there, what do you want me to put in? Again, it was IN.
Yeah,
D E Y D A or something.
No, no, it should be A N Y, A N Y.
Yeah.
D as in doctor, letter D. Then E as in elephant. Then S, S as in Sam. Then K as in Kevin. Now go for search.
And what goes up? I-N-Y-D-E.
Yeah.
And then what after that?
D-E-S-K. S as in Sam. K as in Kevin. S as in Sam. K as in Kevin. D-E-S-K.
D-E-S-K.
Go for the search. D-E-S-K. Yeah, D-E-S-K. Now go for the search. Have you click on search?
Yeah.
What can you see after click on search?
It just says any desk, remote desktop.
Yes. Just below that, do you see the install? There's a green box over there which is called install. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Give a click on it. And very soon you will be see the number, the cancellation number. You will be simply writing down that number on the paper. Do you have a paper in, right? Do you have a paper with you, right?
Yeah, I have.
Just give a click on install. And once you will click on install, you will see this option called open. Hello?
Yeah.
Have you click on install?
Yeah.
Yeah, and once you will click on install, do you see there's an option called open? There's an option called open or anything like that.
Well, it's got KLMS agent or something up the top.
Okay. Have you clicked on install over there?
Yeah.
All right. And, how much percentage is showing? 30%, 60%. Is that open or is it running install?
And...
Okay. Once you will see open, let me know, okay? And sir, can you please tell me one thing? Have you ever lost your any identity card in a public place? Lost your any identity, like a driving license or any plastic card? Have you lost that?
No, I haven't. You don't let someone hack my email or something like that.
Yeah, that's the reason. So what we are trying to do, they have your email. Whatever has you are receiving on the email, they are receiving as well. What they are trying to do with the help of your email, they are trying to make a multiple transaction behalf of you, and they are trying to make the order. Do one thing. Can you please tell me, do you see the open option over there? It says open.
It's just come up any desk, and then it's got your address, and then it's got...
Yes. Do you see the address?
Set a password, and it's got set
address. Do you see the number over there? Do you see the number?
Yeah, it's got a number.
Confirm me the number. 165 281 180 130 right?
Yeah.
It should be 165 281 130 right?
Yeah.
This is your cancellation ID. Do one thing, just write it down, this ID very carefully. Just write it down on the paper. Just write it down. Just write it down. And once you write it down, you need to let me know. Have you
written
it down?
Yeah.
And just below the number, do you see the set password? We are going to put the password over there. So in future, nobody can make the order on behalf of you. Click on the set password. Do you see the set password?
Yeah.
Click on the set password. Click on the set password.
Yeah.
And now do one thing. Just scroll down a little bit. Scroll down. And do you see there's an option called permission profile? Just scroll down. Do you see permission profile? Click on that. Click on that. Click on that. And there's an option called click on the permission profile.
Yeah.
And there's an option called full access. Do you see the unattended access? The fourth option. Unattended access. Do you see the fourth option? Have you clicked on the permission profile?
Permission profile. Yeah.
Click on the permission profile. Click on the permission profile. And click on the unattended access. The fourth option. Unattended access. Click on that.
Yeah.
Unattended access.
Yeah.
And now.
Yeah.
Now what can you see? Can you please tell me? Do you see enable unattended access? Do you see the second option, enable unattended access?
It just says permission profile, unattended access.
Click on the boxes. Click on the boxes, unattended access. The second option, click on that. Click on that, the second option.
Yeah.
And now what can you see?
Set password.
Yeah, now we are providing the password. So in future, nobody can make the order. Type there. Letter S, S as in Sam, letter S, all in a small letter, all in a small letter, make sure all in a small letter, S as in Sam, letter S, then E as in elephant, letter E, then C as in Charlie, letter C, then U as in Amela, letter U, then R as in Robert, letter R. Then E as in elephant, letter E. Then number one, number two, number three, in one word. Number one, number two, number three. And click on OK. There's an option called OK. Do you see that OK option over there? Do you see OK?
Yeah.
Yeah, click on OK. And once you will click on OK, what can you see?
Just comes up profile unattended access.
Yeah.
It comes up the permission profile.
Okay. And once you will see anything like that, start broadcast, start now. Just leave your, do not touch it. Do not touch it. What can you see? Can you please tell me? Can you please tell me what can you see?
It just come up security access.
All right, no problem. Actually, we are providing you the security, so in future, nobody can make the order without your permission. All right, do one thing. What can you see? Can you please tell me what can you see?
Now, it just comes up permission profile.
Permission profile, okay. Once you will see a security warning, do not touch it, all right? We are providing you the security, so in future, nobody can make the... Click on the start now. Do you see any option called start now? So we can... Yeah. And there's an option called close. Do you see option called close, anything like that? What can you see? Can you please tell me, sir?
Well, it's just gone back to my apps.
All right. So as you know, sir, there's some fraud people. They are making the transaction behalf of you. So what you have to do, you have to simply and as you told me that you never lost your any identity proof in our public place, like, right?
No.
All right. So now what I'm going to do... Sorry?
Someone hacked my account, obviously.
Yes, yes. That's the reason. What we are going to do, we are going to simply transfer that call to one of my senior executive, all right? They are helping you to canceling that charges and block those people who are making that order, all right? Just be on the line. We are transfer that call to the senior supervisor, all right?
What order is this?
Their order is the gift card. The order is a eBay gift card, all right? They are helping you what you need to do. I'm transfer that call to my senior supervisor, all right? All right? Just be on the line. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, sir. Thank you so much for being on hold. Well, you're speaking to Gary. I'm one of the senior account manager from eBay. Well, just now, are you having a word with one of my representatives, right? And I do believe he must explain you about the problem, right? An order has been placed on eBay on behalf of you, right? I do believe, sir, you haven't placed any order, correct?
No, I haven't.
You haven't. Okay, no problem with that. Now, first of all, sir, what will happen, sir? You know, we are just going to help you how we can cancel the transaction and how we are going to cancel all the order which has been placed on behalf of you, right? Now, first of all, sir, you just need to look at your home screen of your phone.
Yeah.
Now, open up your Google page, sir. Go to your Google page.
How long is this going to take? Because I'm really busy at the moment.
What are you doing? You're busy right now?
I'm working.
Oh, you're working. It won't take much of your time, sir. I'll let you go in a while. Now, first of all, you just need to open up your Google page. Go to your Google tab. Press your home button. Look at the very bottom. There is a circle. Yep. Tap that arrow twice. Now, go on to the Google. And after that, what do you see?
My apps.
Okay, you go on to the top where you see search. Type over there Google. G-O-O. Look at the very top. Now you see the Google come up. Tap on Google. And now you see search. Tap on search.
Yeah.
Now, you just type on the search MY. Type in over there. And then, just type my, M for Mary, Y for yellow, and then give a space, and then type number one, and then P for Peter, and then you see the second option, my1p address location. Just tap over there, my1p address location, the second option.
I haven't got time for this.
When shall I give you a call back? When shall I give you a call back? You tell me, I'll give you a call back.
After 3:30.
Okay, no problem then. I'll just give you a call back after 3:30, okay? It's been a lovely talking to you, sir, and have a nice day, okay? Thank you.